He who has obtained love has banished revenge, but he who nurses enmities stores up for himself untimely labors. It's paragraph 5 of step 9, which is on remembrance of wrongs. I think there's two things here that really jump out at me. This is why I love the latter, because stuff always jumps out at me. I hope you read the latter. Unless, of course, you're real squeamish, unless, of course, you're real legalistic, unless you get scared easily. If any of those things are the case, then I wouldn't read the latter. I'd read other things. But the latter, for me, is the most delicious of all Orthodox literature. And it has these two things in it that are in this paragraph. Or this paragraph, it's one sentence. That if we followed this sentence, we would save our souls. And the one is that there's a connection. St. John makes connections all the time that we don't necessarily see on our own. If you have nursing of enmities, you're storing up for yourself untimely labors. Now, that's not only that if you have enmity, you're plotting things, which is just not a good idea. That's an untimely labor. You might do even sinful things regarding someone that you have enmity for, slandering them, etc., etc. But it's more than that. If you nurse enmity, you might have untimely labor in something that you don't even think is related. Perhaps you have a sickness, and the sickness is caused, the doctors would say, biologically, by your stress, by all the cortisol in your system, by the depletion of your vitamin D, by all these kinds of things. But when we hold ugly things inside us, it can cause us to be sick. Even medicine starts to understand that now. Those are untimely labor. And other untimely labors. If you're nursing enmity in your heart, then how can you pray to God with a pure heart? So your prayer would be an untimely labor. Basically, if you have enmity, remembering of wrongs, everything's messed up. You could almost say, quite boldly, that everything you do is an untimely labor if you nurse remembrance of wrongs in your heart. There's another thing that this paragraph says that is quite amazing. It says, he who has obtained love has banished revenge. I think sometimes some of my bad thoughts about people, they wear out because of distance of time, but not because I banished them. Something that happened 15, 20 years ago, I don't remember it so well anymore. It's just not so important anymore. But did I actively banish remembrance of wrongs? I don't really think so. I'm not really positive about that. We must actively banish remembrance of wrongs, not just wait for time to kind of make us forget, make us less angry. You know how when you're really angry at somebody, and then the next day you might be really angry still, and then a week later you're less angry, but then 2 years later you can remember something about them and you're angry again? That means you haven't banished revenge. You haven't banished remembrance of wrongs, even though you haven't been angry for a long time. The anger is still within your heart. Now, what I would suggest for banishing revenge is what I do, because I'm a sinner like you. And I have trouble with it. You got to pray for people. Pray especially the prayer of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon Emmanuel, whatever the person's name is. And that will help you over and over again if you do that. That's very important. But we have to actively banish revenge from our hearts, not just sit around and wait for it to finally go away. It will, but we won't have a reward if we just let it go away because of forgetfulness or something else that's just a natural part of human life. We have to be above that. So may God help us to actively banish revenge and not have any untimely labors.